Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, December 31st, 2012. The Israeli military orders Palestinian families to move out of their villages in the West Bank, and the report documents Israeli troops' arrests of Palestinian civilians from Hebron City in December. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Head of the Wadi Malha area in the northern plains of the occupied West Bank, Arif Daragma, stated that the Israeli army intends to displace around 10,000 Palestinian Bedouins in the area in order to conduct military training. Daragma said that the Israeli army handed written military orders to the residents stating that they should leave as the soldiers will be using live ammunition in military drills in the area. He added that the grazing area inhabited by shepherds including Wadi Malih, Ain al-Hilwa, Al-Fawwa Valley, Al-Meta, Al-Buraj and other villages. The army informed the residents that they have until the morning of this coming Wednesday before the army conducts its training in the northern plains. Israel performed similar military drills in the area last summer, forcing dozens of families to leave their homes, seeking shelter in other areas until the drills were conducted. In other news, the Palestinian Prisoner Society, PPS, Hebron branch, reported that the Israeli army kidnapped since the beginning of this month 88 Palestinians in the southern West Bank city of Hebron, including 12 children and 18 patients. The PPS said that the Israeli army conducted numerous violations against the kidnapped Palestinians, including firing rounds of live ammunition in the course of their arrest, physically assaulting the residents, including beating them, kicking them, striking them with rifle butts and batons, an issue that led to serious injuries in some cases. The PBS added that the army kidnapped in December 12 children in direct violation of Article 40 of the International Convention on the Rights of the Child of 1989, kidnapped 18 patients and wounded Palestinians who were tortured and abused during interrogation. The PBS also reported that Ofer Israeli military court imposed fines that amount to 36,000 Israeli shekels against the Palestinian detainees in December and said that Israeli courts are practicing theft by imposing very high fines against the detainees and their families. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, December 31st news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. On behalf of the IMEMC News team, we wish you had a Merry Christmas and hope for a better new year in 2013. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassam Kassis and me, Ghassam Bandoura.